And welcome to Season 9, Episode 36 of Swimming with the Fish. It is a beautiful September afternoon, evening, and I am here once again, this is Crutch, and I'm here once again with the Chief and the Goon, and we're going to spend some time, we got a bunch of stuff that might be fun to talk about. Chief, how are you?
I think, suffering the effects of the mold being released into the room by the holes in the ceiling.
Oh, that's never good.
It's never good. The Last of Us.
This is where you turn into a zombie.
I don't think my body will let me do that.
Oh, well, that's good. The Chief versus the Mold. Dun, dun, dun. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, my eyes seem to be losing this battle. So I need to get it resolved one way or another.
Well, be careful around that stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that really took number one fan out of the game. She went and volunteered at a hospital and picked up a mold infection in her lungs.
Never good.
Never good. Never, never, never. So you be careful there, young man. Got lots of years ahead of you.
I don't believe that at all.
Oh. Goon, how are you, my man? We don't get to talk much lately. I mean, I've been really busy only because I've got this thing we're doing tomorrow, but I apologize. I have not been as chatty as normal.
And that's all right. I'm not really allowed to do anything but work there at the workhouse.
At the salt mine.
You know, Mr. We need a Mr. Legree. He makes sure we work.
Does he walk around twirling his mustache?
He does.
Really?
No, he doesn't. But if he had one, he would. He's one third of a dictator. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Actually, you know, he could be a hybrid. He could be that and a tater. Just, you know.
I could have meant the last third. I mean, you don't know.
I know which third you meant.
So do I.
I'm psychic. Or psychotic. One of the two. I can't.
Nice that you're
so different.
It's nice that you're psychic.
Psychic, yes. With my psychology degree. Who?
Psobic.
Psobic. Oh, that's the political guy, right?
He's also Polish.
I know. I have trouble with his name. He doesn't have an easy name like, you know, other Polish people I know.
Goon.
Yeah, Goon. How easy is that? Come on.
Yeah. Goon or Yankee Swamp Fox.
That one's a little wordy, but I can deal with it.
Hey, we're going to have to check that Polish card of yours.
Who? Him? Not me.
Well, because he may be Ukrainsky.
Yeah, could be Ukrainian.
Wow.
Because the family, according to what we hear, was really from Belarus or near that area. But, you know, that land changed hands so many times.
Right. And then they just like made up borders when it became part of the Soviet Union.
This is what happened.
Just like we did in the Middle East, you mean?
What's this we? I don't remember having anything to do with writing any documents about how the Middle East was going to be carved up.
The West, and by the West, I mostly mean the Brits.
White people. Go ahead, say.
He is so focused on race. Have you noticed that, Chief? I haven't mentioned race once. The West.
The West.
There are people of color in the West, aren't there?
Yeah, well, you and I had a discussion that you are now a BIPOC, but it's an entirely different one. I came up with this one for him, Chief, while I was at work. You can tell how busy I was. He's a brazingly inventive person of charisma.
It's because I was at a happy hour this week talking to an old friend of mine. We'll just call him Jerry from Praxis.
Okay.
That's hardly a nom de guerre, but okay.
Yeah, but it works. Could be anybody.
Could
And
be.
Jerry used to be a salesman. And I was telling him how I channeled him as when I was finding the puppies, oh, those few years ago homes. When one of the puppy families said, well, we need a puppy that is the seventh one born. That's the puppy we want. Oh, well, that's, and I look and I think, what would Jerry do? And I selected a puppy and went, this one, right here. Lucky you, 7 of 9. And he said, what would you have told someone if they came and also wanted the seventh later on? And I would have said, you know how lucky you are? This litter had two puppies born at exactly the same time. They're both seven.
That's right. There's no eight.
And right He's now,
too tough for seventh, yeah.
If we were in video, if we had video, yes. Right now the subtitles would be saying he's lying.
Thank you, Joe Isuzu.
Did you ever get a chance to look him up, Chief? Joe Isuzu?
No.
Commercials are hilarious. I promise you will be entertained.
This guy had a run doing this part like the Mayhem guy does. So it got to the point where that was the only thing people recognized him for.
Actually, I remember his real name. Do you?
David Leisure.
I should never challenge you. I really shouldn't.
Ask me what I had for breakfast this morning. Total loss. But that, yeah, I got that one.
Oh, hey, speaking of breakfast, can I ask you for a favor on the air? And that way this is, this will be recorded in case anyone doubts me at
for
work.
Posterior, yeah.
Exactly. Put me in late tomorrow, would you?
Are you going to be the late goon?
Well, I will be in to work late tomorrow because on the way home, my new dentist called and said, hey, I know we have a cleaning for you in October, but I have a cancellation for tomorrow. Want to help us both out and get it done now? And I go, well, I'd need it kind of early because I have something else tomorrow afternoon. And they went, how's 7:30 in the morning?
Okay.
Done.
Done. So, you said new dentist, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the other one was kind of awkward.
Awkward?
It sounded like you said the new dentist.
Oh, no. New space.
You got to remember.
Dentist.
You are not giving me gas. I will not be unconscious in this compromised environment. I'm sorry.
What if it's a girl?
That's even worse.
Crutch is hard of hearing.
That's right.
Everyone else.
Deef, you say. Deef is a rock.
Ah, yes, I'm sorry. I had forgotten that. But yes, this is...
It's an old man's disease.
This is a replacement dentist for the...
What did you do dentist, with the last one?
Well, he retired.
Oh, okay.
And he sold his practice to two lovely young women who I like. But the office staff who was... continued to be the same office staff. They're relatively new. We had one saint of a woman who was the front office manager forever. And when she retired, they brought in this other woman who...
isn't.
Well, I mean, she had big shoes to fill. It was never going to be the same as Saint Marie. but... yeah, I don't need her telling my wife that you have to come in to get which tooth number to put on the insurance form because it can't tell you over the phone.
The secret.
It's HIPAA.
Oh, that's so bull hockey.
Either you're being a pain deliberately or how do you say this not unkindly?
There's sawdust in the windmills of her mind?
Yeah, that'll go. We can go with that.
She's three jacks short of a full deck?
One sandwich short of a picnic?
Elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Rowan with one oar out of the water.
I like that one.
Stuck in neutral.
Oh, yeah.
You got me.
She dumb. I should go. She dumb.
That's Stitch is looking at me right now going, she dumb. Because he doesn't have
filter.
A filter. Yeah.
Either do I, apparently. I'm sorry. Here I am talking.
At any rate, I don't know what's going on there. And at this point, don't care.
There's a lot of that going on in your life right now, Goon.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't know. Don't care. How's that?
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye now. Sorry.
What's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
Right.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Apathy has a P in it? I don't know.
No, the answer is I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't care.
That's the difference. Oh, Lord. It's been that kind of week.
It is not. I
did a very bad thing last night. I know I had a long day at work today, and I stayed up last night, so I'm a little groggy. I decided I wanted to watch the Emmys of all things. Now, you're probably wondering, Crutch, why'd you want to watch the Emmys?
No, we know that Crutch makes bad life decisions.
Yeah.
Those are the awards for daytime television.
What's that?
Those are the Oscars for TV, right?
Right. These are the Oscars for wannabe actors, you know, the TV people. But it was interesting because the host was a first-time host, and he had come up with a unique, which I thought was very unique, way to keep the show moving on time. He informed everybody, you guys have 45 seconds to give your little speech. If you want to do something bigger than that, post it on social media. Everybody can read it forever. And he put up this tote board and had $100,000 on it. He said, I am going to donate $100,000 to the Boys Club and Girls Club of America. And everybody's like, oh, that's great. He says, for every second you go past 45 seconds, I will deduct $1,000. For every second you're under 45 seconds, I will add $1,000. Now, if you read the article at the end of the day, that this morning, they're donating $350,000 to the Boys Club and Girls Club of America. But the $350,000 is coming from two individuals, one of them being the host, okay? Because the folks receiving their little trophies, you know, because it's, you know, I love the Emmys because the only people who can vote for the Emmys are other people who are in the club. You know, it's not like
pretend actors.
Right. Other actors vote for actors. Directors vote directors, just like the Oscars.
Okay.
So it's basically it's your club handing out, you know, attaboys to each other. Right. But you still felt the need to blather on about this was the great work. And I thank my producer and the director and the whole staff and blah, 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 blah. And then the counter starts going down and we're all watching together like, shut up. Kids need that money. They were in the negatives. They went negative. So to make it not look so bad, the two folks, I think it's one of the directors and the host, donated $350,000 of their own money because these guys couldn't shut up. You know, I give him credit. Who's the one who, he was heavy and he lost the weight. He was in Moneyball. Josh, what's his name?
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Yeah. He got up there because he was nominated. Jonah Hill. That's it. Jonah Hill. Thank you. Josh. That was close. Josh, Jonas, close enough. Anyway. He got up there because he had won for a particular show. He's in there for both being in the show and producing it, right? So he gets up there the second time, and he gets up there, and all he does is says, thank you, here you go. And then, boom, okay, well, there you go. It was like $38,000 added. Bravo, got the message. But it was really sad. That was literally the only reason I was watching. I was watching the tote board. I'm watching. These people can't shut the blank up. And I was like, yep, That is that all? Everything you need to know about the arts. So, that was my staying up too late last night.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Well, at least the host did not do anything untowardly, and he even tried to back and forehand folks into doing good behavior.
Yeah, and actually, he was going to get out of swear jar because he had a couple of people, you know, where they had to bleep him. I was like, good for you.
You know,
I hear he does a very clean.
Have you seen his comedy?
I have not. No, but I'm going to go look for it now.
So
tell me who it was.
Nate Bargatze. There's my favorite is when he describes taking his wife on a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fancy boat. It's like a rowing boat.
Okay.
And she points out, oh, look, there's my ex-boyfriend. And he said, okay, you've already ruined my day. Now I'm looking at him and we're ruining his day. Because he has no idea why I'm upset with him. He's like, why did she do this? She was like, nobody's going to have fun right today. So that was the gist of the joke. But that's the type of comedy that he has. You know, it's like trying to order at Starbucks, not being able to say whatever the thing is, offering to pay the woman just to make it stop.
I know that feeling. You know, I have my long running the thing with God, it sucks getting old. The guy from Ant-Man who did a routine about Starbucks in general, Paul Rudd, where, you know, the lady wants to know, you know, do you want tall, grande, or venti? And he says, well, two of those are large and the other one's 20, you know. It's like, so
that's why I don't go to Starbucks. I just want a coffee.
Right. And they look at you like you've said some unwritten rule. He mentioned the C word.
Poured over ice. You're supposed
to put a chino in front of it or something, yeah. You know.
Poured over ice with cream in it.
Then hand it to me. I will hand you money and then you must go away.
I don't care if it's shaken or stirred. There's no chino. No latte, no, just what I want. The biggest one you got.
And why did they have to name it after a guy on the whaling ship? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it was Battlestar Galactica reference.
Am I going to find a cigar butt in it?
You know,
I mean, it already tastes like that.
So some of it, you know, sometimes...
So I can't. Real. I don't know how people drink Starbucks on a regular basis. It's so burnt.
So here's a funny Starbucks story.
Ooh, okay.
You know the pink drink?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's dragon fruit.
Yeah. So, because people just believe whatever's on TikTok. someone said the pink drink is almond soy milk plus Ocean Spray cranberry juice.
Oh, for the love of heaven and earth. People were making it at home, weren't they?
So a guy goes, you know, I saw this. I can't believe it's true. So we're going to give it a shot right here. So he pours it. He pours the two things. He sips it. He looks at the camera. He says, not only does this not taste anything like this, is actually disgusting. Looking at the ingredients, none of these are actually in the pink drink. What was I thinking?
Well, yeah, I know that's not true, because if I drink Ocean Spray cranberry juice and then check my blood sugar,
mm-hmm.
it will be a very high number.
Mm.
Alarmingly so.
Mm-hmm. Can you drink dragon fruit?
Yes. Do you know what it does to my blood sugar?
Sets it on fire.
It does nothing. For most diabetics, dragon fruit does not affect them.
For some, it turns them into a horrible monster. No? Okay.
Bill Clinton? Stephen King?
We can write our own. I'm sorry.
Do you know what Stephen King's greatest work was?
Annoying Me?
No, what?
So there is a list of unpublished Stephen King works.
Really?
And did you... So if you were unaware of that, then it is The Woman's Bathroom in the Mall.
A Woman's Bathroom in the Mall.
Yes.
So that's the end of the story?
He was thinking, yeah, he was thinking of the story because he was waiting for his wife to finish going to the restroom in the mall, and he was waiting there, and he came up with the story. So a man takes his wife to the mall, and she says, I need to go to the restroom. So he goes there, and then other guys come because their wives, girlfriends, others are coming, and they're waiting, exorbitant amounts of time. They're like, man, we need to do something. Someone needs to go check on them. So they call mall security. Mall security goes in there, and nothing. And they don't hear from them. So then they call police. And the police and hazmat and all these people start coming. And, one person I'm going in, he's tethered up. And he goes in, and then he vanishes. And now everyone's worried. And then the story ended.
And he said,
well, what happened to the rest of the story? And he said, I just couldn't think of what was in the bathroom.
Wow.
Hence the reason it's unpublished.
Yeah. And I was like, man, I was hooked.
It's titled The Ladies' Room.
Yeah. See, so.
Yeah. Actually, I went to StephenKing.com for you. I'm just saying.
This is as crazy as that man is, he's able to take things that we all experience, put it into a story. Sometimes he can figure out what the story will be, but apparently not all of them.
Yeah, well, sometimes he's a dork fish.
The first book of his I ever read, The Shining. Still one of the scariest books I've ever read.
Oh, really? Yeah, I would say.
Far superior to the movie.
Really?
Oh my goodness, yes. Of course, the movie was directed by the evil one, so the one that ruins everything except Spartacus.
Wait a second. Who?
In The Shining? Who directed The Shining? Yeah. Kubrick.
Oh, Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
I forgot about your undying hate.
I mean, like, the worst movie for the goon would be
2001.
Yeah, 2001's pretty awful.
It is. It doesn't make any sense.
But you know who it doesn't have in it?
It doesn't have Pierce Brosnan, but that would make it worse.
Oh my God! That's just right. Stanley Kubrick and Pierce Brosnan together in "We Hate the Goon."
I'll let you write that one up for next week.
Okay, there you go.
Remember. Oh no, I can't pick on Brosnan. I can say he's a bad actor, but I can't pick on him because he's been married a long time to the same woman in Hollywood
without infidelity.
Without infidelity. And he's a good looking dude. So I'm sure that there were women who said, what'd he say? Because it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
That does never happen to me. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you have never succumbed. I seriously doubt you have never been propositioned.
Well, maybe once or twice.
Yeah, because you can't turn it off, can you, Goonie?
I can limit it.
Yes, but you don't look good in lead.
Perhaps, early next month when we are encased in armor, maybe that will do it. I'll try really hard to get the attention of Gwendolyn Steele and see how that works. How's that?
You have to do it with the visor down.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
That's right. So if you send me pictures, then I can use my like spectrometer and see if we can
measure
the charisma just coming emanating from the armor.
What is the frequency range of charisma, though? Is it infrared because you get hot, or is it ultraviolet because it burns, baby, burns? Anyway,
we'll have to ask Kenneth what the frequency is.
Wow.
We don't have any LSD, so.
That's obscure, isn't it?
Yes, I know the reference, but I'm pretty sure the chief does too.
No one else will.
He was on LSD, right?
I think so, yeah.
Wait a second. Are you saying the attacker or the attackee?
Yes.
I think that answers that pretty clearly.
Okay, well, there you go. Who knew?
Hurricane found a problem when she ventured to one of the sides, the shady side of State Lagoon Manor. She could not see the air conditioning unit. Because
it was bashful.
It was covered with the biggest elderberry bush I've ever seen in my life that wasn't there earlier in the season. But I don't go to that side of the manor much. It's over by the servant's entrance.
Ah, yes. Well, that's why Crutch would never know about it.
Right.
He knew there was one.
So a hurricane went in and decided to take care of that. And I caught her gleefully ripping them out by the roots and cackling.
Cackling, well, you say?
Okay, perhaps that's the wrong word. Let me rephrase. She was
so that you don't get a frying pan.
She was smiling and looking gleeful as she ripped these plants out by the roots.
With a rather maniacal laugh, maybe?
Yes, and she was muttering something, but I could not hear what it was.
Go, go, go.
Tells me, something like tells me, if I want the bush removed, I should do it myself.
I can do this myself.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So
you bought her flowers?
I got an
you
out.
Bought her elderberry bush.
The universe provided me an out.
Oh, really?
Yes, we both sang at church this week.
Oh.
And when we do that, I am an early riser and Hurricane is not. So we used to argue about, you know, get in the car. We need to go. The rehearsal starts at 7:30. But that just led in an argument and both of us being unhappy on the way to church.
Which is not a good thing.
No. So it occurred to me, I went into the garage and I counted. And there was more than one car.
So you go to church in separate cars. People will talk, you know.
Yes, we do. Like a show cat is right now. Hi, baby doll.
She drives too?
She does. She does. If you let her out while you're in the car, she will be on your lap.
Mm.
Pause on the steering wheel, looking over. Like, I'm going to figure out how this works. Then I won't need him to go to the store and get food.
Right. I could go right to the aisle where they have the catnip, and then I'll be good.
And everything will be fine. So we drove two cars. Now, if you're going to drive your car to somewhere...
Mm-hmm.
Do you take the keys for all the cars you own or just the car you're planning to drive?
Well, it depends on the mood, doesn't it? Like, say, apparently. Maybe somebody had made commentary about whether or not I should pull a plant up by myself or not.
No, that happened later.
Oh, okay.
It might have been that I was a little bit put out by what happened earlier. Who can say?
So she walked off with all the keys.
So,
all the keys are belong to her.
No. I left first.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan is I sing for both services and she sings for one, so she can come and let the canine protective force out.
Sure.
Thus avoiding special presents being left for us inside the home.
Some call them steamers, but yeah.
Yeah. And between services, I get a cup of Joe,
mm-hmm.
and I usually go outside to get a little fresh air,
mm-hmm.
which I did, and I drove the Deadpool van.
Got it.
And when I went outside, I looked to where I'd parked the Deadpool van, and you know what I saw?
I'm gonna go with a big nothing.
Nothing. But I saw the 1999 version of the Mercedes Panzer sitting there.
Oh, she left you her car.
And I thought, I don't think that's the car I drove.
Those telltale signs of dementia. What vehicle did I drive to church today?
Something seems not right here. And I pulled the keys out of my pocket, and there were no keys for that car.
Well, now, what's a predicament?
Well, you know, I called Hurricane and explained the situation. Golly, I said. You have taken the wrong car and left me stranded here with a car that I cannot drive nor get into.
Mm.
Sometime between now and...
the service?
And the service ending... Please come forth with
rectify this situation
with keys. Just leave them in the lost and found. I'll get them. Leave them with the lady at the front. She'll give them to me.
Leave them with the homeless guy named Bert.
Yeah, there's a good idea. Sure, he'd like a 1999 Mercedes.
Were you singing with a little more? A little more emphasis for the second service?
Maybe. I was stomping on the stage, keeping time with my foot a little harder than maybe I normally would, which is a bad idea.
God.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't want to say you sounded like you were in a metal band, but okay, you know.
But, you know. So how about you? How'd your guys' weekends go?
I did not electrocute myself.
This is good.
That's a matter of opinion, but okay. My father-in-law passed in June, and we've all been trying to, you know, make sure that we could get all kinds of things done around that my mother-in-law's house that, you know, need to be done. And she's got folks who live down there who can do things, but some of the landscape, some of the bushes out in front of her house had gotten really unwieldy, and I'm commiserating with the hurricane right now. My beloved said, "Don't we have a hedge clipper?" I said, "Yeah, but I don't think we've turned it on in 10 years." So I went into the garage and it still worked. Yay! Okay.
So presumably you have Mexicans for that at your home?
No, I don't keep them at my home. I only bring them in when I need them and then send them away.
I should have guessed.
Please. The upkeep alone. Anyway. I took said hedge clipper and what I thought was a roll of extension cord and threw those in the back of the car, and we drove down to my in-laws. And I got to work, and as it turns out, I had not brought a single extension cord. I brought 7 short ones that I had, you know how you do a double knot tie so that the plug is not the stress point when you yank on the cord? I've learned this trick from my snow clearing days. Anyway, so I had 7 cords, and I could get to pretty much everywhere in the yard. And I was about 2/3, 3/4 done. And I'm hearing this, you know, what is that smell? And then I look down, and sure enough, I am chewing my way through the electrical cord because it's gotten itself positioned inside the blades of my hedge clipper. Good news, of course, is the handles are all nice and plastic, and I'm thoroughly safe from shuffling off this mortal coil a little early. But we are now down to 6 cords. And
have sparks and smoke?
We did. We had sparks and smoke. I released the magical smoke from the electrical cord.
Yeah, you know what happens. You let the smoke out. It doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't. It's so bad. And it was funny, too, because my first inclination is, why is it slowing down? Well, it's slowing down because most of the electricity is going into the blade, you know, instead of the motor that's driving the blade. Yeah, you know.
You are cutting and cauterizing the plant.
It's awesome, yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm really dry day. All of a sudden, whoop, there goes the plant. Well, that'll trim it.
A different form of sustainable gardening.
Right. Yes, but I unfortunately was releasing way too much carbon into the atmosphere, along with sulfur, some plastics, and yeah, it was pretty nasty.
A little dioxin, probably.
Well, maybe, why not? Hey, a little dioxin amongst friends. Come on. But yeah, so no, it was good. It was very cathartic. I was like, you know. And I'm not one of those people who like makes topiaries. I just, you know, make a plant look like a plant, not like a walrus or elephant or all that. Castle. Castle would have been fun, but no. So I did not electrocute myself. Yay, team.
We're glad of that because it would be really tough to replace you.
Well, I mean, you know, you could. Mr. Brownie would be dumb. Mr. Brownie would be an addition to the show. That'd be fun. See, there he is calling now.
That's right on cue.
That was great. That was great. Whose phone was that? Seriously.
Wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
He's going one person left.
That's right. We're going to blame it on the Canine Protection Force. You really shouldn't have let them have phones. Good, I'm just
they're saying. Upstairs.
On the phone.
They're upstairs.
Making crank calls.
Shokat does not like them downstairs when she is on the air.
Oh, well, my apologies, Shokat. Totally forgot this was your show.
So he goes, let that be a lesson to you. It's all right, though. You show up next week.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if someone had done their job... And won a hefty amount of monetary stuff, then it wouldn't be just a dream, now would it?
No. Yeah, well, you know, hey, it's, you know, why not just hang another job on me? It's not like I have enough already.
Welcome to Swimming with the Fish from the Swimming with the Fish compound in beautiful downtown Winsboro, Texas. We could buy that radio station, Chief.
We could. We could have done a lot of things. It's one person had this one job for almost a decade now.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to give myself a performance appraisal. I'm not good at this job. I should be fired.
You know,
the Canine Protective Force is apparently agreeing with you. They just erupted into choruses of barking and howling.
See?
And how will you learn if we just let you off that easy?
That's right. That's what Shokat says. No, no, you don't get off that easily.
After 10 years, I am beyond learning. Okay.
I need more catnip. Now get back out there.
Let me explain to you what I've learned. I've learned that math sucks.
Those odds are apparently real.
I know. Like, for example, I did not buy a ticket for tonight, even though the drawing is $400 million. And I know for a fact that no one in the state of Maryland will win tonight. And I know for a fact that I won't win tonight because I didn't even buy a ticket.
Yeah, that makes it a lot harder to win.
It does.
There's a saying. There's a fighter called Kamzat Chimaev, right?
God bless you.
He's a Chechenian.
And everybody has to be something.
He was fighting a South African. Mm-hmm. Named like Dricus du Plessis. Mm-hmm. And Dricus basically had the playbook on how to beat him and had everything written down. Mm-hmm. And so everyone was saying, on paper, there's no way that Dricus can lose. Mm-hmm. And then I said, too bad Kamzat can't read, and proceeded to beat him senseless.
That will do it.
That's much along the lines of Bugs Bunny standing out. No, was it Bugs Bunny? No, it was the Roadrunner standing out in the middle of nothing. And he holds up a sign and says, I know this violates the law of physics. And then he hops up another sign and says, but I never studied law.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's how you do it. So.
Well, I'm already convinced this is a simulation. All I really need to do is get the sudo code and then I can like win whatever I want.
Didn't seem like much of a simulation this week, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely more like a horror survival game. I know.
There's a new Silent Hill coming out. So coincidence, I don't know.
Wow. I just got to, I know, Mr. Browning will be thrilled about this, but the good folks at Cloud Imperium, the developers of the once and future Star Citizen, have announced that they're not quite sure they're going to make the 2026 delivery.
Oh, I'm shocked. Like,
guys, it's still 2025. We've written off the next 3 months. Now you're just going to make it 15. Yeah. They've only been working on the game since 2012. Yeah. 2012. We were much younger then. We were 13 years. They have almost $900 million in crowdfunding. The most expensive game that never was.
Just imagine what anyone in their right or left mind would have been able to do.
Well, considering most AAA games are what, in the 150 to 250 range? You could have made four? Yeah.
That could have happened.
Yeah.
He's trying, the owners are trying to prove what P.T. Barnum said.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Every minute. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I was only a sucker for a year.
There will be
but
a
he lawsuit. Got you.
Daddy got my money. Yeah, he got my money.
There will be a lawsuit. Mark my words.
Right, and the lawyers will get 40%, and everybody else will get about $18.70. Because that's how class actions work.
Yeah, but there aren't that many people. And it's almost $1 billion.
Okay, if we sue them for $1 billion, they've spent it all, Chief. I mean, you know, blood and stone. Where are you going to get it from?
All I know is that...
They'll give me the assets. Ooh, good, I get my ship. Yeah.
You get one swing with a baseball bat at the founder hands. Each.
At the hands. They never code again. Of course, nowadays you don't need your hands.
Right. True.
You just say, hey, Gemini, can you write me an application?
Well, if it's Gemini, then it won't work.
Won't work right, anyway.
No. I get better results from Gemini. For coding?
Compared to what?
ChatGPT.
I told you he'd be infected.
Yeah, so number one, that's not what GPT or Grok are supposed to be for.
Cool. What do you use?
The one that you're supposed to use? Mm-hmm. I have given it to you many a time. Do you not remember?
No. Which one?
Oh, man. Okay. So.
Do you remember? You seem to be delaying.
No. Claude is the one that you use specifically for that. And then there is a professional one because Claude is free.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be specific and you want to get cloud-based coding or
VS Code.
Right. So I don't get it, dude.
Okay.
I've told you le cloud.
I don't know. It sounds French.
Cursor is the other one. So Cursor is the one that is specifically for devs that might be more exactly what you want because it can do database calls and it can actually write out.
Well, that one generates code. You're absolutely right. But I'll be honest with you. I have found Gemini to be able to analyze a problem quite well. Like,
okay, so
solutions to very intricate problems that you can't just do normal Google searches on.
So if you were to take the same thing,
mm-hmm, and feed it to the other guys,
do the head to head.
Okay, all right. I got plenty of queries in Gemini. I can do this. Yeah. I will do it and provide a report.
Outstanding.
I have homework. Great.
You brought this on yourself.
With friends like us.
Every time we get together.
Dang.
Just like I say to Hurricane, when did I agree to that? She said, I remember your exact words. I do.
Well, I brought it upon myself. It's okay. So
you want to talk about the elephant in the room?
No, I want to talk about the orange ring.
The orange ring?
Yeah. I did not know that a female's wedding band was the orange lantern.
Oh, God. Oh, I got the reference. You're good. Okay, wow.
That was wonderful.
Yes, because...
He's really brave when she's not around.
Yeah, this is true.
It's true.
But she did tell me, you know, and I should have recognized it when I said this toothbrush is mine, and she stared at me, and then she said, "What yours is mine, what's mine is mine. It's all mine.
Mine. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Did
you see the ring come flying through the air and land on her finger?
No, I think it was already there, and she was just powering it, you know? She was getting her lantern from, you know, the extra dimensional space. And it wasn't...
So that's not really her sister and her niece. Those are constructs.
This Thursday,
uh-huh,
my sister-in-law is going back overseas in an attempt to rescue her grandkids.
Holy jumping jackrabbits. Should we you be saying this? I mean, we don't
know who listens
to our show.
I said, do you have a plan? No. Do you have a way to get there? No.
No.
Even if you get them out, do you know what will happen next? No. Yeah. And I said, this is where my wife gets it from. Because, hey, let's go to the beach. Okay, which beach? I'm not sure. When do you want to get there? I'm not sure. Who's bringing money? I'm not sure. Who's driving? Well, you are. It's like, do we have a hotel? No. So you just said you wanted something, and now you expect me to do all the stuff to actually make this happen.
You're an enabler.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was horrible.
Thank you.
Nothing to do with it, okay?
Oh, my. Well, good luck with... I wish her all the luck. I fear that all she's going to get is a trip to someplace in Europe that's not where she wants to end up. You know, and then she'll have to come back and wonder why the plan didn't work. And your comment will be, what plan?
What plan would that be?
Exactly.
Nope.
Sounds like it worked as planned, you know?
I know two stops. I know destination one ending. I know what they said was going to happen. I have been making acquaintances through various chat rooms to try to make sure that she gets to where she's trying to go. And thanks to instantaneous language filters, because now apparently Ukrainian has refused to speak Russian. So,
wow, that's limiting.
I don't know Ukrainian, but thankfully I have a real-time, you know, translator.
Really?
So I can go, yes.
Sweet.
It's called Ambassador. I was one of the project backers. I mean, there's much better stuff now, but back then there wasn't. Mm. And so all it has to do, it's listening and it real-time corrects for the ums and uhs and tenses that they might be doing. And then I can speak in English and I can read off enough of it because most of the characters are the same. There's umlauts and other stuff, which is
right.
Like when I go somewhere and I see those, I'm like, I know this isn't what I think it is. This is fake Cyrillic. The real stuff.
Suedo.
Yeah.
You don't want that fake tofu based Cyrillic.
All right. Exactly. You want the free range Cyrillic.
I don't want any Cyrillic. Not anymore.
Okay. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. May God and Saint Christopher keep an eye on her, and we hope to hear great news in the future. And I guess I'll do my homework. And I guess you're right, Chief. Why don't you have our final thought on this one?
No.
Yep. Nope.
I heard there was an elephant in the room, and so I tried to redirect it because we don't hunt elephants over here.
Okay, yeah. Wouldn't it be great if nobody did? So, yeah.
It would be.
And folks, we're just going to leave it at that. I mean, we all know what happened last week, and we have chosen to talk about gardening, and it was fun.
And I managed
to talk nicely about Stephen King, so hey, what the heck?
Pretty nicely, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad I'm not an elderberry bush. Just going to say that. You know.
Me too. And I'm glad I'm not one.
And I'm glad I'm not electrocuted.
Me too.
Well, thank you. Gosh, that's the nicest thing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be back next week. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Hurricanes Gardening of Extinction. Pesky plants that grow so fast that they obscure your house, or at least the air conditioning. See to their trimming to extinction with Hurricane. No gentle, precise trims here. Rip them out by the roots, smiling while she does it. Scares the goon a little, just saying. And Crutches Electron Trimming. Need your hedges clipped? Use Crutch's super electron-fueled hedge trimmers to create clippings and fire and smoke. Oh my. Crutch will see you feel the power of the job. You are responsible for replacing the cords. And the Emmys, when the Oscars just aren't self-indulgent enough. Paying actors to shut the heck up. Next time, make them pay $1,000 for each second over. That might actually affect something they care about. I guess it's what we should have expected from the Hollywood C-listers. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.